Moving on to action item number 13, discussion and possible action on determination of interruptible water availability for 2010. David Wheelock.
Mr. Chairman and members, every October staff comes to you with a recommendation for making interruptible water available for the following year. And we're able to do this because under our system, we're designed to be able to supply water on a reliable basis in our long-term contracts on a multi-year period of time. So for water that's not used this year, that water remains in our reservoirs available for use. It's not needed for next year because next year's already allocated for our contracts. So we're able to use a term called interruptible water to make essentially inventory that's not used this year, make it available for next year. Interruptible water is written on up to a five-year contract. Most of the contracts typically are 1 year. The board has the ability to make water available at the staff recommendation or any amount you choose, down to and including zero amount, and it is subject to cutoff if we get into a significant drought. Last October, for the calendar year 2009, you made 129,000 acre-feet available. And this chart here is a timeline through this year that shows how much water was used on the blue line on a monthly basis of how much interruptible water was used. The red line is the 128,977 acre-feet that you made available for the year. And because of the very significant drought, it was absolutely instrumental for us to be able to manage the drought and to meet run-of-river water right holders that were not able to divert under the run-of-river water rights because of the situation in the river. They purchased water from us under their interruptible contract, and we sold contracts almost 69,000 acre-feet, and there's the breakdown by type of use. So this became a very valuable tool to us for managing the basin and the drought this past year. For this coming year, for calendar year 2010, we look back at the highest 3 years of water use, and then we apply a very conservative 75% reserve factor to that, and then the remainder of the mathematics comes out for this year. The recommendation is to make 112,747 acre-feet available for next year. And that's concludes my remarks. Answer any questions, or I'll read the resolution.
Any questions for David? David, if you would please read the resolution.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby determines that 112,747 acre-feet of interruptible water can be made available for sale in calendar year 2010, and be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager / CEO is hereby authorized to enter into interruptible water availability agreements for the use of this water, which shall be sold at the current system rate per acre-foot, except for water for agricultural use, as that term is defined in Chapter 11 of the Texas Water Code, which shall be sold at the current agricultural rate.
For the reading of the resolution, is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Motion by Ball, second by Barr. Please poll the board.
Deciding Officer DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lantrue?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.